begin with prayer.
Sorry, excuse me. 等一下，我马上以祷告开始。That's fine.
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for the privilege to be together to study your word.
感谢你，我们有这种权益可以聚在一起来研读你的话语。
And I ask that you will be with us this morning as we study together.
当我们今天早晨学习你的话语的时候，求你和我们同在。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Let me do two things before we get started with what I have.
我们有两件事情，在我开始之前，我讲一下。
The first thing is I have been asked if we could have time for a question and answer sometime in Sunday school.
我曾经问杨长老，我们是不是可以有一个答问在主日学的时候。
And I'm trying to remember who asked me to know if that person is here.
我记不清上个星期是谁问我了，希望有一个问答，一个 session。
I don't remember who asked. Anyway.
哦，是那个徐璇姐妹。
Oh, yes. Okay. So I have talked to Elder Yang, and we have agreed this is how we will do it.
杨长老也同意，我们是会这样子来运行。
On the first Sunday of March, I think that is March 3rd.
我想是三月三号，第一个周日，三月的第一个主日。
We'll have time that I can just talk about whatever topics you have questions about.
你不管有什么问题呢，你可以交给我，我们来讨论。
And here is how I want to do it, however. I want to have something prepared.
我希望我们有一些预备为这个问答。
So over the next 2 weeks,
在下两个星期。
Any questions that you wish that we could talk about in Sunday school?
就是你希望我们所研讨的任何问题。
Write them down.
请你把它写下来。
Either write them on a sheet of paper and hand to Sister Lay or email to her.
你可以给写就是给我写纸条，或者是发 email 给我，或者
WeChat
或者微信给我也可以。
She will translate them and give them to me.
Yeah, 不管是中文、英文都可以。如果是中文的话，我就把它翻译好给麦牧师。
And then we will talk about them on March 3rd.
然后三月三号我们就来研讨这个问题。
So whatever you would like to have discussed.
所以不管你想有什么问题需要那个来讨论。
And we'll get through as much of that as possible.
然后我们就尽量的那天回答这些所有的问题。
The second thing then is the handout that you have.
然后就是第二个是今天的讲义。
The may I borrow your copy? This piece of paper.
有这个是这个是不是带图片幻灯片的？这个是。
We are going to be working over the next few months through the book of Ephesians.
在下几个月，我们就是集中的来研读以弗所书。
But I'm going to do the handouts differently than I've done in the past.
但是这次的讲义跟以前有所不同。
Instead, I am giving you each week a set of questions.
每个星期呢，我会给大家一套问题。
And I think I didn't make this clear in the handout that for today you only need the first page.
今天呢，我一共这个有四页，但是我们只需要第一页，就你回去之后。
Otherwise, you will have to stay home from work this week to get all of these answered.
要不然的话，你就得整个星期都要做作业了。
Only the first page.
只有一共这个所有的讲一共有四页，但是你回去需要做的只有第一页。
But what I want to try doing over the next few weeks is that when you come to the class, you've already been thinking about what we're going to talk about.
这个主要是帮助到你来上课之前呢，你已经在思考我们所要讲的内容。
And so I would like for you before next Sunday, as you are reading the Bible this week, to read from Ephesians 1, verses 1 through 14.
所以呢，在下个星期你来之前呢，我希望你已经把以弗所书的一章一到十四节都读过了。
And answer the five questions on this first page, and bring that with you next week.
然后呢，回答那个里边所提到的五个问题，然后下个星期把这个作业带回来。
Now you won't need to turn this in to me for a grade.
你不需要把这个交上来让我打分数。
But I would like for you to bring it.
但是我希望能把这个作业带回来。
Some weeks I will spend most of the time talking about the questions and your responses.
然后呢，在未来的有的时候呢，我会专门的来讲这个作业，然后谈到大家对这个答案这个回应。
Some weeks I will just refer to this a bit and talk about other things that I want us to look at. So that will vary from lesson to lesson.
所以呢，每个星期会有所不同。
But this will give you some background before we begin.
所以呢，这个在你来到之前会给你一些背景。
I've decided that we're going to work through Ephesians fairly slowly.
所以我决定呢，我们要慢慢的来讲这个以弗所书。
Rather than just to do a quick survey.
而不是说就这样的一个概论。
So we'll be in this book for several months.
所以我们会在这里面待好几个月。
All right. So any questions, everyone? Just do the first page of questions.
所以大家都清楚了吗？这一周只做第一页，第一页。
But I really hope that you will do that so that when we meet, you've already been thinking about what we're going to talk about.
所以呢，当我们下周见面的时候，我们就知道我们所要讲的是什么。
And I'm hoping that will make it easier for us to have a little bit more interaction.
这样的话，可能会让我们有更多的这个彼此的互动。
Because I would like to have you more involved.
我都很希望大家都能够那个，就是一起参与。
Otherwise, it can feel like just another sermon.
不然的话，就像另外一次讲道。
And you will say, "What's the difference between church and Sunday school?"
你就会说，哎，这个敬拜崇拜跟这个主日学有什么不同啊？
In church, he stands up there to preach, and in Sunday school, he stands down here to preach.
然后在崇拜的时候站在台上讲道，然后主日学的时候站在台下讲道。
And I really don't want that. So maybe this will help us have a little more interaction. Now, for today, what I want to do is just a little bit of background to the book of Ephesians. This is just an introductory information. Acts chapter 1 starts Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God.
Acts 1 or Ephesians?
Ephesians 1.
Okay.
Did I say Acts? Ephesians 1.
以弗所书第一章第一节说，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
To the saints who are in Ephesus.
写信给在以弗所的圣徒。
The faithful in Christ Jesus.
就是在基督耶稣里有忠心的人。
A little bit of background.
然后讲一点这个背景。
He starts Paul, an apostle.
他首先一开始说，保罗基督耶稣的使徒。
We don't know the details of the writing.
我们不是对这个写作的背景不是特别的细节不是很清楚。
He mentions, however, in this letter that he is a prisoner.
在这个里边他提到他是被囚的。
And so we think that he wrote this letter while he was in Rome in prison.
所以我们后边就推测他大概是在罗马被囚的时候写的这封书信。
Somewhere around 60 AD.
大概是公元六十年左右。
Now, if you have read from Paul's life,
如果你读过保罗的这个一生的传记的话，
the book of Acts ends with Paul in prison.
这个使徒行传最后结尾呢，就是提到保罗最后是在监狱里。
He's under house arrest.
他是被软禁。
And that's probably a better way to put it than in a prison cell.
而那个软禁肯定要比下在那个监牢里会好一些。
He's under house arrest. He's allowed to talk and visit with people.
他被软禁，但是他可以去看别人，别人也可以来看他。
Acts says he was proclaiming the gospel.
那个使徒行传讲到说他在传讲神国的道。
We think that is somewhere between 60 and 62 AD.
大概那个时候大家后来就觉得是公元60到62年的时间。
And we think that this letter comes from that period of time.
大家是觉得以弗所书信就是从那个时间写的。
In fact, this letter, the letter to the Philippians,
还有腓立比书，
the letter to the Colossians,
哥罗西书，
and the little book of Philemon,
还有腓立门书。
All of those we think comes from this period where he's under house arrest.
这个大家都觉得是从他被软禁的这段期间写出来的。
He thinks, according to Philippians, that he may be released.
根据腓立比书，大概保罗会觉得他会被释放。
He says to Philemon,
他对那个、
Pray that I'll be released and I'll come visit you.
他对腓立门说，祷告这样的我可以被释放，这样我可以去看你。
Acts ends at that point.
这个使徒行传最后就是讲到保罗。
And we kind of have to piece together the rest of his story.
所以我们要把后边的故事都拼在一起。
But it appears that he is released somewhere around 62 AD.
大概他是在公元62年被释放。
And then it appears that he goes to Spain on a preaching campaign.
然后到后来呢，可能他又去了西班牙去传道。
He is arrested a second time.
然后第二次这次他是第二次被抓。
This time he is held in the Mamertine prison in Rome.
这一次他就是被下在监牢，罗马的一个监牢里边。
This is not house arrest.
这个不再是软禁。
This is an underground cell.
这是被下到这个地牢里。
And he is held there until he is executed.
他一直在这个地牢里待着，直到他最后被处死。
Somewhere around 65-66 AD.
那个时候他死的时候大概是公元65年或者66
年。And that's the imprisonment that he writes 2 Peter, or 2 Timothy from when he says, I am ready to be offered.
然后那个大概就是在那个下在地牢的期间，他写了提摩太后书，他说我已经准备好被交奠。
So Ephesians comes out of that first imprisonment.
所以呢，这个以弗所书大概是第一次被囚的时候所写的。
And he says he is writing to the saints who are in Ephesus.
他是说写信给在以弗所的圣徒。
Some of the earliest copies of this letter.
在这个最早期的这个书信的这个抄本里面。
Do not have that phrase to the saints in Ephesus. It just says to the saints.
没有说给以弗所的圣徒，他就是写的说给圣徒。
And I mention that because this letter is a little unusual for Paul.
我之所以这样写，我觉得这封信对保罗来讲是有点不太寻常的。
Most of his letters end with a long list of greetings.
保罗的那个最后大多数书信呢，最后的结尾都是有个很长的一段问安。
Give greetings to this person, this person, this person, this person, this person.
他就是问这个人、那个人、这个人、那个人的安。
And Ephesians doesn't do that.
但是以弗所却不是这样。
And it's especially surprising.
最令人惊奇的就是。
Because he had pastored there for 3 years.
因为他在以弗所在那里牧会了三年。
And so he knew a lot of people there.
所以他认识那边很多的人。
Romans, he had never been to Rome when he wrote the book of Romans, and he has a whole chapter of names.
但是保罗写以罗马书，他从来没有去过罗马，但是在罗马书的最后，他有一个很长的一段问安。
And so it's a little surprising there's no names here.
所以呢，很奇怪的是，他在以弗所书竟然没有问安。
It seems to me very possible.
对我来讲，很可能的一种解释就
是。That he wrote this as what was called a circular letter.
他写这个信其实是一个就是一个循环的书信。
A letter to be passed around between the churches in that area of Asia Minor.
就是在他这封信是给小亚细亚的这个所有的教会。写给所有教会，就是一个教会读了再给另外一个教会。
And then it becomes associated with Ephesus because of his time that is there, and that's sort of the central focus.
之所以最后被称为以弗所书呢，可能是因为他在那儿花了很多时间，然后这个以弗所在亚细亚的这个中心位置。
Ephesus was a very important city in Asia Minor.
就是以弗所是小亚细亚一个很重要的城市。
The largest trading center of the area.
是最大的一个商贸中心那个地方的。
Some of the people were very wealthy.
在那儿的有些人是很富有的，那儿的居民。
Guild of silversmiths.
他们有一个就是有一个那个手艺匠人的一个联合工会。
But there was also a huge slave population.
但是在那边也有很大的一部分人口就是奴隶。
In terms of religion,
在他们的宗教信仰呢，就是
Acts 19 tells us,
使徒行传第十九章
that Ephesus had the temple of the great Artemis, and
他们有这个，他们有一个叫做大亚底米的庙。
The Greeks used the name Artemis. The Romans used the name Diana.
这个希腊人是叫他亚迪米，然后罗马人是叫他戴安娜。
This temple was considered one of the wonders of the ancient world.
他这个亚迪米的神庙呢，被称为古代的七大奇迹之一。
And it appears that everything of life in Ephesus kind of revolved around that.
所以呢，好像这个以弗所的所有的社会生活都跟这个围着这个亚底米这个女神的这个宗教信仰有关。
They had a huge theater.
他们有一个很大的一个戏院，一个戏剧场。
It said that it would hold as many as 25,000 people.
那个戏院呢，能够容纳25,000的观众。
And then a road that led from that to the Temple of Artemis, where they would do processionals.
那个戏院呢，有一条路呢，可以到达那个大女神庙，这样他们会中间会有一些游行。
Paul goes there and preaches for a period of about 3 years.
保罗到以弗所在那里传道三年。
And the response there is unusual.
那这个回应是不可想象的。
Now the story of Paul preaching in a city usually works something like this.
保罗一般在城市的讲道的一般的经历是这样的。
He comes to a city.
他到了一个城市。
He preaches in the synagogue.
他在会堂里讲道。
The Jewish leaders reject his preaching.
然后这个犹太人的领袖呢就拒绝他的。
They stir up trouble and run him away.
然后他们就开始搅动骚乱，然后把他给赶出去。
He leaves a church behind.
但是他会留下一个在当地留下一个教会。
In Ephesus.
但是在以弗所呢
？Yes, there is opposition from the synagogue.
确实是有很大的这个敌对势力。
But the bulk of the opposition comes from the silversmiths and the workers who make their living.From making little images and representatives of this goddess Artemis.
但是这个最大的其中的一个扰就是这个敌对呢来自于这个银匠这些银匠呢是造这个亚底米女神的这个小银像然后卖给别人然后赚钱的。
He does miracles.
然后保罗在那里行了很多非常的奇事。
Cast out demons.
然后赶鬼。
Actions that would have been seen as a direct attack.On their worship of a false god.
他的所有这些行为被这些人认为是对这个大女神的一个直接的攻击。
As a result of his preaching, Acts 19 tells us that many believed.
作为他传道的一个结果，很多人就信主了。
And some who had been practicing the sorcery and the magic involved with this worship.
在那些里边行邪术的，以前行邪术的这些人呢，信主的人。
Burned their artifacts.
就把他们的书。他们的那些行魔术、行邪术的那些东西拿了，都烧了。
Acts 19 tells us that the value of them was about 50,000 drachma.
他们使徒行传十九章讲到，这些烧了这些东西的价值大概有50,000块钱。
Which is around $5 million in today's money.
算今天的钱来算，就相当于500万美金。
So this is not just a tiny little issue.
所以呢，这个不是一个小问题。
And so the whole city is outraged.
所以这整个城市都很愤怒。
This is going to destroy our tourist business.
他就是这些银匠呢，就觉得这会毁掉我们的这个旅游业。
All of that is sort of a background to one of the themes in Ephesians.
这个里边呢，就会就成为以弗所书的一个背景。
And that is the power of God over the powers of this world and even demonic power.
所以呢，这个就一直在强调神的能力胜过这个世上的能力，甚至胜过这个魔鬼的能力。
Now we'll be looking chapter by chapter, but today I want to look.
我们就会以后就会一章一章的讲，但是今天
broadly at some of the big themes in the book.
我们今天就有个纵览。
The theme of the book is the church as the body of Christ.
就是说，主题呢，就是作为教会是耶稣的身体。
That God has reconciled everything to Himself.
神。使每样事情跟他和好。
He has united people from all nations in one church.
他神把从各种不同民族来的人都联合起来归他。
And the book is going to do that in two big parts.
然后这个书呢，以弗所书是有两分成两个大的部分。
The first three chapters are going to be chapters of doctrine.
头三章是讲到教义。
This is what we believe.
那个教义就是讲我们所信的是什么。
And then chapters 4-6 is going to say this is how we are to live because of this belief.
在后边三章就讲到，因为我们相信这些，那我们的生应该怎么样来生活呢？
And let me say that Paul follows that order in almost every letter.
保罗的书信基本上都是这个模式。
There are some a few exceptions, but most of his letters follow that order.
大多数他的书信都是这么一个模式。
And I think it provides an important model for us.
我觉得这对我们来讲是一个很好的一个模式。
If I were to ask you,
如果我问大家,
what is a Christian?
基督徒是什么?
I hope you all would get the right answer.
我希望大家都有一个正确的答案。
But many people would answer something like this.
但是很多人可能会这样回答。
A Christian is a person who does this.
一个基督徒是一个做这样事情的人,
who does this, this, and this.
这样做。
A Christian doesn't do this, 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 and this.
然后一个基督徒不会做这个那个。
It's a list of do's and don'ts.
然后就是一连串的做什么不做什么。
That doesn't define a Christian.
但是实际上那个并不能定义基督徒。
In reaction to that,
作为对这个的回应,
some people simply do away with all do's and don'ts.
有些人就完全地说我不要这一串这个做什么不做什么的。
Paul shows us the right balance.
保罗就给我们一个很好的一个 His letters start with 保罗的信开始于
This is what we believe.
这是我们所信的。
This is what God has done in our lives.
这是神在我们生命中所行的。
Then after that,
在那个之后呢,
I told you when we did this section on interpretation, then he will have that word therefore.
保罗我在那个四经里边讲到说，所以。
Because of what he has done.
因为他为我们所做的这一切。
Because of what we believe.
因为我们所信的。
Therefore,
所以,
this is how we live.
这样我们就会这样的生活。
That order is terribly important.
那个所以是非常的重要。
If you're a parent,
如果你是父母的话,
in training our children as Christians,
当我们训练我们孩子能跟随主的时候,
that order is terribly important.
这个次序是非常非常的重要。
Because many times our children grow up hearing, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this.
有的时候我们孩子长大了就是告诉他，你不能做这个，不能做那个，不能做这个。
Why?
他会说为什么？
We're Christians, we're not allowed to.
因为我们是基督徒，所以我们不能做那个。
Oh, so being a Christian means you can't have very much fun.
所以他就觉得，哦，做基督徒就不能有很多乐趣。
When I was a little kid,
当我小的时候,
my dad was a pastor.
我爸爸是牧师。
And so we went to church a lot.
所以我们就经常的去教会。
And we lived in Indiana.
我们住在印第安纳州。
Where there were churches everywhere.
到处都有教会。
And my dad, it wasn't enough just to go to our church. We also had to go and help, you know, support all of them. So we went all the time.
所以我爸爸不单是牧养一个教会，他还要去不同的教会去支持帮助他们。
And my dad loved to visit with people.
我爸爸很喜欢探访。
And so after church,
然后教会结束之后呢, 在晚上,
talk, and I'm standing.
然后他就在那儿一直说，然后我就在那儿等。
I can still remember being a little kid.
我还记得我小的时候这么高。
And I don't know if you know what lightning bugs are.
我就知道说那个小的时候那萤火虫。
What certain times in the year in Indiana they have all kinds of, they're everywhere.
然后我就知道在印第安纳就是有一段时期，什么时间？
Well, my mom and dad are talking, and I'm catching them.
我爸妈在跟别人谈话时，我就去抓那个萤火虫。
And once my hands are full, I didn't know what to do with them, so I put them in my pocket.
然后我的那个手上抓萤火虫抓满了，不知道该怎么办，就都放在我裤兜里， 然后再去抓，抓更多的萤火虫，然后再去抓，再去抓。
Eventually, you know, my pockets are full of these lightning bugs.
然后最后的，我的包里面都装满了萤火虫。
And then my mom and dad came out.
然后终于爸爸妈妈从房子里出来了。
And my mom says, "What's in your pocket?"
然后妈就会说，你包里都是什么东西？
Pulling out the guts of all of these smashed up bugs.
然后我的包里抓出来一堆捏得碎碎的这个黏黏的萤火虫。
Why did you do that?
妈就会说，你怎么这么做呢？
You can't do that.
你不能这样做。
And in my little brain, I'm
然后我小小的心灵里就会想，
I didn't know Christians couldn't catch lightning bugs.
我都不知道说， 难道做基督徒都不能去抓萤火虫吗？
One more thing Christians can't do.
又是一样基督徒不能做的事情。
Paul always starts, and I think this is important for how we train our children.
所以这对我们如何训练孩子是很重要的。 保罗怎么开始的？
Not with the list of rules.
他不是开始一套， 就是规则。
But this is who we are.
他是讲到说我们是谁。
This is the transformation that God has made in our life.
这是神在我们生命中所做的那个改变。
Then,
然后呢,
because of who we are,
因为我们是谁,
this is how we live.
所以我们会这样的做。
We do certain things, we don't do certain things.
我们有些事情我们做，有些事情我们不做。
Because of who we are.
是因为我们是谁。
In our own, in your own Christian life.
在我们自己的基督
徒生活中。Not just for training your children.
不是你的孩子中。
Many Christians think of the Christian life in almost entirely in terms of what do I have to do.
很多基督徒他完全想的就是说，作为基督徒，我能要做什么。
And it becomes a heavy, heavy burden.
对他们来讲就变成一个很沉重的负担。
Now, this morning I talked about the cost of being a disciple.
今天早晨我讲到做门徒的代价。
One of the things that sometimes is difficult here.
在这里有点困难的是。
Is that the Sundays that we preach are spread out.
然后我们的那个，因为我讲到呢，不是连着讲，是这样跳的，不是每跳着讲。
And when I realized how far I would get this morning, I felt really very badly.
今天早上我想我只能讲到什么时候，我觉得很感觉很糟糕。
Because it's going to take me 2 more months.
因为在我要再等两个月。
To get to the conclusion for this morning.
然后我才能讲到今天我要讲到的这个结论。
Which is.
那就意味着。
You can't pay the price of being a disciple.
就是说你不能为了做门徒来 你没法自己来付这个做门徒的代价。
You can't live the life of a disciple.
你无法过一个门徒的生活。
Unless
除非
God has done something that transforms your life.
除非神已经在你的生命中做了什么东西，完全的改变了你的生命。
So the rest of them have to wait 2 months.
所以呢
trying to figure out how to do this.
除了大家之后，大家还有那些没在这儿的人，还要等两个月才能知道说。
Y'all have advanced knowledge now.
现在我们都已经知道了，你已经提前了。
So if any of them get discouraged and tell you, just tell them, come back in March.
所以有人如果说这个过基督徒生活，他们觉得很丧气、灰心丧气的话，你可以告诉他们三月份过来。
But here's how that looks. If you start Ephesians in chapter 4,
如果你是以弗所书是以第四章开始的,
walk worthy of your calling.
他说, 你们要与蒙召的恩相称,
stay away from ungodly and sinful practices.
就是不要去做那些不敬虔那些有罪的, 生活。
Treat each other in your family as Christ treated the church.
就像耶稣基督对待教会，你彼此那样子来相待。
You're going to give up.
你这样还没到，你肯定很快就放弃了。
I can't live this way.
我没法过这样的生活。
Chapters 4 through 6 make sense only if you've gone through 1 through 3.
只有你真的是已经经历了一到三章，四到六章对你才有意义。
Turn that around and the Christian life becomes very, very difficult.
如果你把第四这个次序弄颠倒了，你的基督徒生活就会非常的艰难。
Get it in the right order.
所以呢，这个次序对了。
And 4 through 6 becomes a very practical way of living, 1 through 3.
所以呢，因为一到三章的这个神为我们做了什么，第四到第六章就成为一个很实际的一个基督徒。
So Paul starts with, this is what God has done for us.
所以保罗
this is who we are.
以说神为我们做了什么，我们是谁开始。
All right, a few of the themes that we'll be looking at.
所以我们在以弗所书所要看的几个大的主题是。
One of the important themes in the book is unity.
第一个很重要的主题就是合一，同归于一。
In chapter 1, he says, all things have been united in Christ.
在第一章呢，他讲到说，在基督里面同归于一，所有的事情，天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
In Ephesians, Paul is going to show us 2 aspects of that.
保罗在这个里边会讲到这个合一，同归于一两个方面。
I'm going to take them out of order.
我现在是没有按照次序讲。
The second aspect,
第二个
in the church,
就是教会的一个方面，
there is to be reconciliation, unity,
在教会里边应该有一个和好，有一个合一
between Jews and Gentiles,
应该在犹太人跟外邦人之间的和睦。
We're going to see in a few weeks,
再过几个星期我们会看到
that Paul is going to talk about what he calls a mystery,
保罗会讲到奥秘，他称为的奥秘。
And the mystery is this.
这个奥秘就是,
part of the mystery is this.
这个奥秘的一部分就是,
that God has formed a church.
神形成了, 一个教会,
out of Jew and out of Gentile.
从这个外邦人里边, 从犹太人里边兴起一些人,
and he has made them one body.
他让他们成为一体。
Now, I think it's almost impossible for us in our day to understand how amazing this is.
对我们今天的人可能很难理解这个是多么的难以置信。
But if somehow you can understand,
如果你可以了解到一些,
that the Jewish people grew up from childhood,
这个犹太人他们从生下来从小的时候,
believing,
他们就相信说,
we are the people God has chosen,
我们是被神所拣选的子民,
and we are to have nothing to do with the Gentiles.
我们跟外邦人不能有任何联系。
We are to remain
不能有任何来往。
Pure.
我们应该就是纯洁。
We don't eat the same foods they eat.
我们跟这个外邦人吃的也不一样。
Everything about us is different.
我们跟他们每样每个方面都不同。
Gentiles grow up thinking of Jews as this weird group of people who want nothing to do with anyone else.
外邦人就他们长大了，就从小就被教育说这个犹太人是一个非常奇怪的民族，跟我们不想有任何来往。
And now they are told.
现在他们两方都被告知。
God's plan is to make you one body.
神的计划是要他们让他们成为一体。
I really can't think of a modern example to make that work.
我现在没有办法从现代的这个历史上讲一个给你们举个例子。
But the Christians really struggle with this.
但是作为基督徒，他们对这个观念真的是很挣扎。
Now the first solution that some Jews come up with is this.
犹太人他们所想出来的第一个解决之道是这样的。
Okay, we can do that.
我们可以做到。
Gentiles,
外邦人
you be circumcised.
你受割礼。
You begin practicing the Jewish laws.
你开始遵行犹太人的法律。
And we will accept you into.
我们会接受你，接受你成为我们的一体。
And the Holy Spirit says, "No, that's not what I want."
但是圣灵却说，那不是我所想要的。
Some say, "Okay."
有些就说，那好吧。
They can come.
他们可以过来。
This side will be the Jewish.
我这个犹太人住在这边。
Christians, and this side will be the Gentile Christians.
这边的外邦人的基督徒呢，可以坐在这边。
We will accept their Christians.
我们接受他，接纳他们成为基督，他们是基督徒。
Second class.
但是他们却是二等的基督徒。
They're still going to get to heaven.
他们也可以去天堂。
But our house will be nicer.
但是在天堂上，我们的房子比他们的房子好。
It is a shocking thing to those Jewish Christians.
对一个犹太人的基督徒是一件。让他很震惊的事情就是
to be told,
他们被告知
you are one,
你们是一合为一
one body,
你们是一体一个身体
we often forget but it was also shocking to the Gentiles
我们常常会忘记但是这个对外邦人也是很震惊的
because if you were a Gentile you did not grow up thinking
如果你是外邦人你从小被教育长大不会想
those Jews are far above us
你不会说觉得这个哦，犹太人比我们好很多
no.
你才不这么想
Jews look down on Gentiles
犹太人看不起外邦人
Gentiles look down on Jews
外邦人也看不起犹太人
they're weird
他们真是怪啊
When the Jews over here are told you have to accept the Gentiles, they're thinking we don't want to.
然后被犹太人被告知说你应该接纳这个外邦人，外犹太人说我们才不想呢。
And we forget this, but when the Gentiles are told,
当那个外邦人他们被告知
you are now one body with the Jews.
你现在跟那个犹太人是一体了。
They're thinking, I don't want to be one body with those weirdos.
这个外邦人想，我才不想跟那些怪人成为一体呢。
This is an incredible change that God calls for.
这是一个神所呼召的一个事情令人难以自信的一个改变。
And I'm taking them out of order because I want you to understand this.
我这样没有按顺序讲是因为我想让大家了解。
The only way they can be reconciled.
他们唯一能够和睦彼此合一的这个方式那个解决之道就是
that horizontal reconciliation.
就是一个横向的一个和好。
The only way that works.
这个横向的这个水平方面的这个和好呢
is
就是
if first,
就是首先
there is the vertical reconciliation.
他们有一个纵向的和好
between them and God.
这个纵向的和好就是他们跟神之间的和好。
So here's what happens in chapter 2. If you can move, I can't get this thing to move. Can you move me up to this slide on unity?
就是在那个以弗所第二章。
Chapter 2, here's what happens.
以弗所第二章是讲到这个。Yes,
turn to Ephesians 2.
请大家翻到以弗所第二章。
You were dead in your sins.
我说你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
Verse 4, God being rich in mercy has made us alive.
神有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
Verse 8, by grace you have been saved.
你们得救是本乎恩。
So verses 1 through 10, God has reconciled us to himself.
所以呢，第一到第十节就讲到神让我们跟他和好。
One reason I love the book of Ephesians.
我爱喜欢以弗所的一个原因就是
The longer we are Christians,
我们信主的时间越长
the easier it is to forget the incredible change that God has made in our lives.
就越容易忘记神在我们身上所做的这个难以置信的这个改变。
We begin to think, well, yes, I'm a Christian. I'm a pretty good person.
你就会觉得哦，我是基督徒，我是个挺好的人。
You know, I probably was never all that bad.
我从来可能都没那么糟糕。
Ephesians 2 reminds us, here is how bad I was.
以弗所书就第二章提醒我们，我们过去有多糟糕。
I was dead in my sins.
我们死在过犯罪恶之中。
I was living by the passions of my flesh.
我们就放纵肉体的私欲。
I was a child of wrath.
我们是可怒之子。
And that refers to every one of us.
这是我们每个人其实都是这样的。
But God reconciled us to himself.
神让我们和他和好。
Then, because of that,
因为这样,
now it is possible for us to be reconciled to other believers.
我们现在才有可能跟别的信主的人彼此和好。
You see, as long as I'm a Jew,
只要说我是一个犹太人,
and I think I'm pretty good,
如果你觉得我还挺好的,
because I'm a Jew,
因为我是犹太人。
I look down on those Gentiles.
我看不起那些外邦人。
And I think I don't want anything to do with them.
我可不想跟他们有什么来往。
But Paul starts by saying,
保罗开始就说
you and you.
你犹太人外邦人。
You were on the same level.
你们都是一样的。
Dead in your sins.
你们都死在过犯罪当中。
Controlled by your sinful passions.
被你的私欲所控制。
And deserving the wrath of God.
你们都其实是都为可怒之子
and God forgave you
但是神饶恕了你们
and reconciled you to himself
然后神让你们跟他和好
and then he says
接着他就说
look across the aisle at those Gentile believers
所以你看到那另外一边的那个外邦人的基督徒
they were dead in their sins
他们是死在他们的过犯罪恶当中
yes so was I
然后我也是这样的。
They were controlled by their sinful passions.
他们被顺着自己的肉体的私欲。
Yeah, so was I.
但我也是这样的。
They deserve the wrath of God.
他们真的是配得神的愤怒。
Yeah, so did I.
我也是这样的。
Paul says good news.
保罗说好消息。
You're all in this together.
你们现在都合为一体。
God has united you.
神把你们
So the unity that we have in the church comes out of our unity with God.
我们跟教会里边的合一，首先是来自于我们跟神的和好。
A second theme that we'll be looking at over these next few weeks is the theme of Christ.
再一个主题我们要看的就是基督。
And we're going to be looking, and I'll do this next week especially, at a phrase that he uses over and over.
下个星期尤其是我们要看的就是保罗不断用的一个词语。
In Christ.
就讲到说在基督里。
This is one of the most important phrases in the book of Ephesians.
这是以弗所书里最重要的一个词语。
We're going to be looking for 2 weeks at the blessings that come to us.
两个星期我们就会看到，就是因为我们在基督里，我们所有的福气。
And part of the assignment on your handout this week.
我们这个星期的作业其中就有。
Is to list the blessings in verses 1 through 14.
就是列出来在一到十三节里边所有的福气。
All of the things that come to us.
所有。就是降临在我们身上的这些福气
as believers.
作为基督徒，作为信主的人，我们所有的福气。
But one of the things that I want you to see is this.
有一件我想让你看到的就是
None of those blessings come to us because God looked at me and said, you know, he's pretty good. I think I'll give this to him.
所有的这些没有一这些福气没有一样是因为神看着我们说哦，他还挺好的，所以我要把这个福气给他。
We're going to see one of the blessings is adoption.
我们会看到其中的一个福气就是被神收养。
But Ephesians makes clear God did not look at us and say, you know, he's kind of cute. I'm going to adopt him.
那个并不是说神看着我们说哦，他好可爱，我要收养他，领养他。
Absolutely not.
完全不是。
None of the blessings come to us.For our own sake.
没有一样福气临到我们是因为我们自己的原因。
They come to us.
之所以我们有这些福气。
For Christ's sake.
是因为基督的缘故。
In him we have blessings.
在他里面我们才有福气祝福。
Oh, thank you. Those blessings come to us.
这些福气降临到我们身上。
Thank you. Because we are in him. We are part of him.
是因为我们在他里边我们是他的一部分。
A couple years ago, I was in China.
两年之前我在中国。
And in one of the towns, the person who was kind of the host was a businessman.
有个招待我们的人，他是商人。
And at the airport, they had a club that their business was a member of, and you could go there.
在那个有个机场呢，就是如果你是属于这个俱乐部的，你就可以进到里边去。
Now, when I fly, it's almost always in the far back of the plane, as close to the restroom as they can put me.
然后呢，每次我飞的时候，我都坐在最后边，离那个厕所很近。
But that trip,
但是那个旅程呢
？When we drove up to the airport,
当我们到了
，there was a special parking area.
到那个开车到机场有一个特别的一个停车的地方。
Someone carried the suitcase.
然后有人帮我提行李。
We had a special lounge that we could sit in.
然后我们有个特别的休息室，我们可以坐。
They even did all of the paperwork.
他们甚至帮我把所有的这个要填的东西都弄好了。
And you know, it says right there, VIP. I have a picture showing I'm a VIP.
然后我有个照片，就是说是贵宾室，我还有个上面写的。
What I don't include in the picture is this.
我没有放进去的这个贵宾室的这个照片里面的就是。
If I had been alone, there's no way they were going to let me in that room.
如果我要是自己去的话，肯定进不到那个贵宾室。
Those guys weren't carrying my suitcase because they were so impressed with me.
那些人不会帮我提行李，不会因为他们觉得我对我印象深刻。
They didn't do all of that for me.
他们不是因为做为我做这些。
They did all of that because I was with him.
而是因为我跟那个人在一起，所以这些人帮
我做这些。And he got all those blessings.
因为他有这些特权，有这些福气。
And so what I decided, I just wanted to stay close to him. You know, wherever he went, I wanted to be right there.
所以呢，我就跟这人离得近点，他走哪儿我就跟着，然后我也有这些福气。
Because his way of traveling is a whole lot nicer than my way.
因为他每次这个出去旅行，他都是那个很待遇很好。
You're going to read this week in 1 through 14 an incredible list of blessings.
所以呢，这个星期你读一到三到十四节，你会读到。
And over and over, Paul is going to say,
神给我们的福气。
You get this in Christ.
保罗一遍又一遍的说，你是因为得到这些，是因为你在基督里。
This comes in Him.
这些是因为跟着基督一起来的。
This is done in the beloved.
因为这是在他爱子里边所赐给我
们。All of that is saying,
所有这些都告诉我们。
We receive these blessings because we are chosen in Christ.
我们之所以能够得到这些福气，是因为我们在基督里被拣选。
And then the theme of the church.
然后再一个就是主题就是教会。
I told you that the theme of the church is one of the big themes of the book of Ephesians.
我一想到这个教会这个主体在以弗所里。
In Paul's letter,
保罗说
the church includes two ideas.
教会呢包括两个方面。
There is the idea of the universal church.
第一个呢是讲到这个普世教会。
That Christ has united people from all nations to himself.
神已经使各族的人在他里边跟他联合。
He has formed one body.
他就是形成一个教会的身体。
And that is the big picture of the church.
所以这是一个普世教会的一个图片。
But also in Paul,
然后在保罗里边他也讲到
the church refers
教会指的是什么呢
to this local body.
讲到这个地方教会。
And I think that's important.
我觉得这个是很重要的。
Because sometimes,
有的时候,
I can feel pretty good about being a part of the universal church.
有时候你会感觉说，哦，反正我属于这个普世教会，已经感觉很好。
I can love my brothers and sisters in Africa that I've never seen and never will see.
然后我会去爱那些在非洲的我从来没见过也永远不会见的弟兄姐妹。
I can take communion and rejoice that I am sharing in the fellowship of believers in South America.
我可以就是去领圣餐，然后跟这些同在这个南美洲的人一起领圣餐。
What for me is harder,
但是对我更难的就是说
is to rejoice in the unity of the local church.
而是在这个地方教会里面去享受去享受这个彼此之间的合一。
To realize that I am one body in a local church.
让我意识到说我在这个地方教会里我跟别的弟兄姐妹是一个身体。
Because I'm sure Palm Beach is an exception to this.
或许我确信我们教会是一个例外。
But most other churches have some people that are really hard to love.
但是别的教会里面可能总是有人你很难去爱。
They just are really hard to feel united to.
他们很难让你觉得可以跟他们联合连结。
They are like a church I was at.
就像我原来所在的一个教会。
And I had talked about loving one another.
然后在那个教会里边我谈到就是说要彼此相爱。
And one of the members said to another member,
有一个会员就对另外一个会员说
in front of everyone,
在大家的众人面前
I love you.
我爱你。
I don't like you.
我不喜欢你。
But the pastor said I have to love you.
但是牧师说了我必须得爱你。
I understood.
然后我了解这个感觉。
Sometimes I've wanted to say that.
有的时候我也有这种感受。
Ephesians is important.
以佛所书很重
要。For helping us to understand.
就帮助我们能了解到。
In the local church.
在这个地方教会里边。
We are united.
我们是连接在一起的。
We won't always agree.
我们不会总意见一致。
But we are one body.
但是我们是一个身体。
In Christ.
在基督里。
And so he's going to use several images.
所以他用了很多不同的
这个形象来描述。He's going to describe us as a body.
他把我们描述成一个身体。
The head is Christ.
这个身体，这个头就是基督。
And all of the parts of the body.
在这个身体的别的肢体。
Are dependent.
都依赖于。
On one another.
彼此要彼此相。
When one part of the body is hurting.
当身体的一个部分受伤痛的时候。
The rest of the body.
这个别的肢体也感到痛。
This morning,
今天早晨,
you heard the report for Sister Swartz and Brother Chris.
今天早晨我们听到就是妈咪跟那个齐勇的这个报告。
As a church, we don't say they're hurting.
哦，然后我们作为教会不会说哦，他们在那儿挺难受的。
I'm really glad that's not me hurting.
我真高兴不是我这么难受。
No,
我们不会这样。
We hurt.Together,
我们一起难受。
We share together.
我们一起分享。
You smash your thumb with a hammer.
比如说你不小心拿那个锤子砸到手，大拇
指了。No, y'all are engineers. I don't know. You don't use hammers.
你们大家都是工程师。
You get your finger caught in the keyboard.
或者把你的手插到那个锁。
I don't know what happened.
我不知道怎么。
And someone says, "Does that hurt?"
有别人会说，哦，痛吗？
You don't say, "Oh no, that's just my thumb hurting. It's not me."
哦，你就不会说哦，只有我的大拇指痛，不是我。我自己不痛
no,
你不会这样
you hurt, right?
你也会痛对不对
as a body
作为一个身体
the church is one
这个教会是一个
we share one another's hurts and pains and our joys
我们分享彼此的痛苦跟喜乐
then he describes us in this book as a temple
然后在这里他也把我们描述成一个殿堂
the church is a temple filled with the presence of God
教会是一个圣殿，充满了神的同在。
To me, this image of the temple is one of the very beautiful messages of Paul.
就把教会形成一个描述成一个圣殿，是保罗一个很好、很美、很美好的描述。
And one that I think we lose a little bit.
我们有点不太能够抓到这个意思。
Because I think when we think of the church as a temple, we just kind of think of our building here.
当我们想到教会是圣殿的时候，我们可能就想到我们的教
堂。But the temple,
但是这个圣殿
in Paul's day was powerful.
那个圣殿在保罗那个时期是一个非常重要的。
When people saw the temple in Jerusalem,
当人们看到耶路撒冷的圣殿的时候，
that represented Jehovah to the whole world.
那个代表了耶和，掌管全地的耶和华。
This is where God lives.
那个是神所在的地方。
And Paul says to us,
保罗对我们说，
as the church,
作为教会，
not this building,
不是这个教堂，不是这个建筑物，
but as the church, you people.
但是作为教会我们每一个人，
This is where God lives.
这个就是神所居住的地方。
In the men's meeting this morning,
今天早晨这个弟兄团契，
We talked about in Timothy where Paul says to be respectable.
这个在提摩太书里面保罗讲到弟兄们你要恭敬。
He says you are to live in a way,
他说你应该过的生活是这样的，
that honors God.
就是给神带来荣耀。
That when people see you,
所以当人看到你们的时候，
it should draw them towards God.
会吸引他们到神面前来。
They should be more drawn to God because of you.
他们因为应该你更被神所吸引。
Not,
而不是因为你而远离神。
There are Christians.
那边有的基督徒。
I am not doubting that they're Christian.
我一点都不怀疑他们是基督徒。
But the more you know them, the less drawn to God you are.
Can you repeat the second?
There are Christians.
Yeah, I know. The more
who make you less drawn to God when you.
就是你越了解他们，你就越离神越远。
Because a Christian is looks like their father.
因为基督徒应该像他们的父亲。
And they are cranky.
但是他们总是那个脾气不好。
They're hard to get along with.
然后很难相处。
They're negative and sour.
然后总是很老是抱怨，老是很负面。
And you would think,
你就会觉得说
well, if that's what God is like,
如果神就是像他们那样，
I think my life is hard enough already.
我的生活已经够艰难的了。
There are other Christians.
但是有别的基督徒，
who make God attractive.
他们让神很有吸引力。
They draw you to themselves.
他们把他们让你觉得他们很吸引人。
They're joyful. They're winsome.
他们总是很喜乐。
And they make God beautiful.
他们让神很美。
As we were looking in the men's meeting.
当我们在
the word that is translated as respectable, the Greek word is a word that we get cosmetics from.
他有一个讲到老年人就是要恭敬人这个。希腊文是意思是
Now when I went to the store they said don't get any because it won't do you any good you're hopeless.
Which one for what?
Cosmetic store.
哦，就是我去那个美容店的话他们就说你没办法了你来这个美容店是没用的。
But the reason people use cosmetics is
他那个恭敬这个词在希腊文原文就是那个像美容的意思这个原文是说
To be appealing
就是看上去很有吸引力
To be beautiful.
看上去很美。
Doesn't always work, but you know they try.
虽然
Never mind.
并不能总是行之有效，但是起码努力了。
Paul uses that word.
保罗用这个这个。
And he says, as Christians,
作为基督徒
，we are to make the gospel
我们要让这个让这个福音看上去很美，很有吸引力。
Why? We are to be a temple.
因为我们是
God living in us is to draw others to see.
神住在我们里边是要让别人来敬拜他。
He uses the imagery of a household.
然后他还用一个家的概念来形容。
He uses the imagery of a bride.
然后他用新妇来。
All of these are giving us a picture of how important the church is.
这些都是要让我们知道教会有多重要。
And so one of the things that I hope over the next.Several weeks as we look at Ephesians.
在未来的时间，当我们看以弗所书的以弗所的时候，我希望大家知道。
We will see how we fit into that church.
就是让我们看到我们怎么能够融入到这个教会里边，我们在其中的位置。
How we as a local church
作为一个地方教会
are to have characteristics that draw others.
我们会有这些特质，能够吸引别人到神面前来。
Paul's confidence in the gospel is wonderful.
保罗对这个福音的这个确信是很棒，很精彩。
Romans he says, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel."
保罗说，我不以
福音为耻。The power of God's salvation.
福音为耻，这本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
And Ephesians shows me something of that confidence that he has.
以弗所就里边显示了保罗所有的这种确信。
Because think about it.
想一下。
He goes to Ephesus.
他去了以弗所那个城市。
This city, that the whole city revolves around this temple to a false god.
然后这个整个这个城市都在敬拜一个虚假的神。
That is the key.To the city.
那个城市的中心，这个整个围绕的就是对这个虚假的神的敬拜。
They are famous everywhere for this temple.
他们在任何那个以至当时的世界都因为他们这个那个亚米底的那个神庙所著名。
And Paul comes into that city.
但是保罗到了那个城市。
And with absolute confidence in the gospel.
但是却是对这个福音有绝对的确信。
Begins to build a church.
就建立了一个教会。
I'm going to look at it and think, man, we'll never compete with that.
然后我们会看着说，哎呦，我们可能永远也不会像。
I mean, look at that beautiful thing.
我们会觉得说，哦，你看看那些很美的那些。
And all we have is one little room.
然后你看。
In a house where we're meeting with a handful of Christians.
我们可能是真是没希望。你看那个神庙多漂亮，我们所有的只是一个小小的房间，就那么几个人。
No one's going to listen to us.
没人会听我们的信息的。
I mean, think about it. If they were able to burn $5 million worth of artifacts,
但是你想一想，那些人后来信主的可以把$500,000的这些东西给烧了。
That means there's a whole bunch more. This is an incredible enterprise.
你就可以想象这个城市对这个拜邪术有多么的猖狂。
And Paul is there, this short little Jewish guy.
但是保罗是一个小小的矮矮的这个犹太人。
Ignore all of that and let me tell you the true gospel.
他说不管你们敬拜的是什么样，让我告诉你真正的福音。
Not gonna work.
你觉得这怎么会行之有效呢？
But you've been to Ephesus.
但是有弟兄你去过这个以弗所。
How much of the temple is standing?
那边那有多少？现在还有多少个神庙？一个都没了。
But the church that Paul planted, not the building.
是，但这个保罗所这个所开始的这个教会，不是这个教，不是这个建筑物。
Is still alive.
却仍然活着。
That's the power of the gospel.
这就是福音的力量。
And Ephesians gives us this wonderful testimony to that.
以弗所给了我们一个这么美好的一个见证。
Next week we're going to be looking in the first chapter, first 14 verses.
下个星期我们会看以弗所的头十四节。
We're going to focus on the blessings that come to us through Christ.
然后我们就会集中来看因为基督我们所有的福气。
Next week I'm going to focus primarily on the blessings that come through the Father to us.
我们下个星期主要会看因为这个父神所临到我们的福气。
So if you would do just the first page of the questions, I think there should be 5 questions there.
我想在那边有一共有第一页有五道题。
Read these verses several times this week if you would.
这个星期把一到十四节翻来覆去的读。
And we will look at them next week.
然后我们下个星期来一起读。
Dear God, I thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
I thank you for the transformation that you've made in our lives.
主啊，我们为你在我们生命中所做的这种改变来感谢。
That when we were dead in our sins, you made us alive.
死在过犯罪恶中的时候，你使我们活过来。
Help us as we study Ephesians.
当我们学习以弗所的时候，求你帮助我们。
To get a fresh picture of what you have done.